Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Marty's laughing. That can only be a good thing. Buffalo won 3-2 over Edmonton last night. I want to get to everything around the NHL, but there's one Sabre that I don't think got to in the first segment, and it's noteworthy when it comes to wins and losses. Who is it?
Jason Zucker.
Thank you. Yes. Six games without him, six straight losses back in, and they win. Obviously, this is a very small sample size, but it does help to balance things out when we spend an inordinate amount of time talking about how do you configure the top six. And
okay.
Zucker has played his way into that this year.
Look, the way that Natural Stat Trick has, you know, when you look at the lines and 5-on-5 shot attempts, you know, when everybody's on the ice together, the best line shot attempts yesterday was Benson, Krebs, and Quinn. But they also did not play against the highest competitive level. The Oilers, after McDavid, Draisaitl, RNH, Hyman, it kind of drops. But Jason Zucker, Ryan McLeod, and Alex Tuck were almost 50%. In scoring chances, they were right there. They were almost, expected goals was almost 50-50. That, to me, is exactly what you want to see from that line. Mm-hmm. And I felt like Zucker was a big part for where McLeod and Tuck were playing. So that was... that was good. I know you're laughing, but right
what
now
are you laughing? What were you laughing at, honestly, coming back from break?
Some of the responses from your great question about if I was getting suspended for 20 games in the NHL, and then Jeff, our producer, put it on social media, and he said wrong answers only. So we're getting some really, really good wrong answers as to why I would have gotten suspended for 20 games in the NHL.
Please elaborate, because I can't even pronounce what you apparently mispronounce. I'm missing the joke on this.
Didgeridoo? I can pronounce didgeridoo.
What? Who is that? What is
it? It's a didgeridoo. Isn't it like an instrument?
What?
Like a long, like Australian instrument, that big tube that's... isn't that a didgeridoo?
I don't know. I'm pleading
Jeff says,
here.
Producer Jeff says, I know what a didgeridoo is. So you know what? Buffalo's good, old's good, or Buffalo's good, or whatever it is. I know how to pronounce didgeridoo.
Illegal use of the mouth.
That's the one I was laughing at earlier when, this
okay.
Nice
well, this is nothing to laugh
person
at.
Said I would have got suspended for illegal use of the mouth. That's Brent Marchand. That's not me.
The Panthers are without Aaron Ekblad for 20 games. This is a huge, huge, huge turn of events for a team that is obviously defending champions, but they're trying to lock down first in the division. And I'll tell you what it does do is it makes the Seth Jones acquisition look even more brilliant, significant, however you want to term it. But Ekblad, used a substance supplement that he was thinking would help in his recovery from injury. He took ownership of it, put a statement out through the NHLPA, and my goodness, we just don't see this very often anymore. So
the last time we saw a player getting suspended for failing a drug test for performance-enhancing drugs, and often it's not, you know, you don't go out there taking something that is going to give you an advantage in strength and conditioning. It's either a mistake or, you know, carelessness by a player. Nate Schmidt was the last one. It was in 2018, I believe, with the Golden Knights. And he said, look, it was a microscopic amount of a supplement that was probably contaminated in something that he was using, right? Because that can happen. You have to. The NHLPA tells the players all the time, we have meetings on that. If you're going to take supplements, like recovery supplements, creatine supplements, whatever it is, make sure you get a certain brand, because often brands that you'll get at, you know, just the normal stores, they may be contaminated because they'll run through a batch of supplements and then they'll run through another batch, different, but maybe you got ingredients from the old batch that's going to contaminate. So make sure you get, they used to call it the gold post stickers. Whatever got the gold post stickers, that was clean and, studied and everything. So Nate Schmidt had a small amount years ago, got suspended. Aaron Ekblad is different because he's not saying, well, I didn't take anything bad. He's saying, I didn't do my homework. I was dealing with an injury. I wanted to help with my recovery, which is probably saying you're taking a recovery supplement, shake, whatever, and did not talk about it with my people. So, and the team, because there's a list. You get a list of either ingredients that you cannot have, and you have to get it cleared. And sometimes, and this is another thing people don't know, let's say I'm very sick and I need a special medication that is on the banned substance. You get to sign a piece of paper, and the doctor signs a piece of paper saying you need that banned substance for a medical usage. And if you were to get a test the next week and you test positive for that substance, you have you're allowed to do it. So there's ways you can have specific medication or ingredients, but obviously Aaron Ekblad didn't do his homework. The team didn't do their homework. And he got caught. Now he's done for the 18 regular seasons and 2 playoff games. That's huge.
It is huge. An obvious.
Wait, difference. Should I say huge? Because I'm getting suspended for pronouncing an H. That was another great response.
I love these responses. Obviously, I never used the drug, but some are wondering whether you used Propecia,
yeah.
Jose Theodore's hair drug.
That, you know what, I don't. And back in the days, that was also a very weird story, because Jose Theodore, when he got caught basically using Propecia, which is not a steroid, but it was known as a masking agent. It's not just the bad stuff. It's the stuff that is going to mask the steroids. So you're not allowed to take that stuff either. Right. And Jose Theodore had the nice flow, the long flow, the big hair. Yep. And then he fails a drug test for, you know, a masking agent, Propecia. So that led to a lot of question mark. This looks wrong because the guy has a full set of hair. But who knows? You know,
it works.
It absolutely worked back in the days. I mean, that had to be like, early 2000, I think. Like,
sure. It was not far removed from when he was MVP, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And that was.
Or did he win? Or did he tie with Iginla? Or how did that? Now, why am I blanking?
He won. He beat Iginla, but they were tied, and he had more first place vote that year.
Yeah. Okay.
Because one rider did not even give a first, second, third, fourth, or fifth place vote to him.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thurl McGinley. That was Ann back then, and
joke.
It still talks about it. I'm not going to say it in that sense because I have no
concrete
evidence. But there was rumors that it may have been, you know, racially driven in that way. That's why it created a big stir.
Awful.
Awful. Absolutely awful.
We mentioned Detroit last night losing a sixth straight. Conversely, their opponent, now wildcard one, Ottawa, is 4-0-1 in the last five. Columbus, wildcard two, as we look at the bunched up Eastern Conference. Columbus is at New Jersey tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Ottawa is at Philadelphia tonight. And the Rangers are in Winnipeg. Montreal, not out of it yet. They're at Vancouver. Islanders are at LA. And what do you hear on Tuesday, the 11th of March, just over a month away from the regular season's conclusion? Like, when you look at the standings here, what is your latest hunch as to how it's going to unfold?
Well, I woke up this morning and I kind of started doing some work, like, okay, what are the games last night? Reviewing some of the tapes. And I got a text from our great, studio brains, Tom Mecca, saying, hey, could the Devils be in trouble right now? And yeah, the Devils could very much be in trouble. You lose to the Columbus Blue Jackets tonight, and the Devils already have 65 games played. So they have two more played than Ottawa, two more played than Columbus, one more than the Rangers. And there's only 6 points between the Rangers and the Devils. I think this is the race to watch. How can the Rangers get back in the picture, but how much will the Devils fall? Now, they did win their last game. Good on the Devils, but they had some really tough games before that. And no Jack Hughes, no Dougie Hamilton. There's a lot going on with the Devils. So I could see if Columbus beats the Devils tonight, I can see the Devils' kind of magic number, if you want to say, really being one to watch for now until the rest of the year.
Yeah, Columbus has two against the Devils, and they have three against Ottawa. It's like a quarter of their season wrapped up in these two teams that are directly ahead of them.
I mean, you go 5-0 in those five games, you're golden, right? Now,
but what do you make about Montreal? They're 5-1-1 in the last seven. They've conducted themselves very well on this business trip out west.
Yes, they've conducted themselves. They lost 1-0, in Calgary. That was a tough game where Dustin Wolf was really good in net for the Calgary Flames, which puts the Calgary Flames in a better spot right now. Right? They still are a point ahead of Vancouver, but any given night now, the standings, especially in the East, because that's where my focus goes to, but the West is really tight as well. You have five teams, probably six. New Jersey, Ottawa, Columbus, Rangers, Canadiens, Red Wings. Those are the six teams, I believe, are fighting for three spots right now.
And then in the West, St. Louis, obviously with their run, has stayed in it. Vancouver, it seems almost bizarre that they're still right there, because they seem like they're more up and down than everybody else.
Yep.
Utah gets a point last night, but not two, and they are 3 points behind Calgary, and Anaheim refuses to surrender, even though they are 7 points back of the Flames. There are some teams in that mix that 2 months ago you would not have assumed that they would still be in the conversation.
Well, Anaheim is on the outside, but I still keep him in, and I love that you brought him up, because they play inspired. It's like their desperation level at every game is high, and they probably won't make it. And I wouldn't put an old $2 bill on the Anaheim Ducks right now. I'd save it for, you know, whatever. But yeah, they probably won't make it. Utah is fun. Utah was, I felt like they were handed a bad call yesterday when the Leafs took a 3-0 lead on Simon Benoit's goal. Look, he hit this, he hit the puck above his head with the stick somehow. And they reviewed it and were like, no, there's no conclusive evidence that the puck was played with a high stick. So I'm thinking, okay, if Benoit didn't score the goal, right? Like, okay, maybe he didn't hit it. But the game sheet said Simon Benoit with the goal. So he obviously touched the puck. And it was 7 feet tall.
Smallest player in NHL history, Simon Benoit.
I know, exactly. It was above his shoulders, and they felt like it wasn't above the crossbar. Like, seriously. And I like my boy Bear, Andre Tourigny, the coach of the Utah Hockey Club, was losing his mind on the bench. And I was so happy because they're in fighting. And look, it was 3-0, and they came back before the end of the period. It was 3-3, and Utah had all the momentum.
Nathan MacKinnon, amazing. He gets to 1,000, not once, but twice, and became, and I love this for him, because I don't want to say whatever, because I do want to say, like, there's a lot of whatever kind of low-level milestones that get talked about. This is obviously an elite, elite, elite one, but I love for Nathan the fact that he's the 100th ever to hit 1,000. So give me round numbers, please, at this level every day of the week.
Well, he did it twice, so that's even more fun. But yes, he gets his 1,000th point in the NHL on a Martin H's goal. The whole team comes on the ice. It's a fun celebration. Graphics on the Jumbotron. There's fireworks going off. Well, there was no fireworks, but, you know, you could see the whole picture. And then it's like the play is being challenged for offside. And then upon further review, at 12:43 of the first period, the play was offside. We got no goal. So then when MacKinnon ends up with a secondary assist for his 1,000th NHL point, the team came on the ice to celebrate with him, but it didn't have the same excitement as the first time. It was like, Duffer, you're not a big movie guy, but there's a movie called Big Daddy with Adam Sandler, where they wasted a good surprise on Adam Sandler. It's a birthday surprise, but the wrong person walked in. So I'm like, well, they wasted a good celebration on a goal that wasn't a goal. And then the second celebration was kind of like, blah.
Colorado had a perfect homestand. They go 6-for-6, and they scored 31 goals in the six games. Sabres are teaming up.
Martin H's, I'm telling you, that maybe is the biggest deal that nobody will talk about. He's going to be fantastic in Colorado.
That's why Carolina never should have let him go. Yeah. Had him on a team-friendly deal for 2 years. Anyway, Sabres are teaming up with Bald for Bucks. Donate $50 or more and receive a Bald for Bucks t-shirt. This is an annual ask of us and the Sabres to our incredible community. And we want you to get involved once again. Marty and Dan are the faces of this event. And you can go to sabres.com/baldforbucks to get involved. We're back after this on Sabres Live.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.